This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive blast hit a Gaza City hospital packed with wounded and other Palestinians seeking shelter, killing hundreds of people, the Hamas-run health ministry said. Hamas blamed an Israeli airstrike, while the Israeli military said the hospital was hit by a rocket fired by Palestinian militants. The health ministry said at least 500 people had been killed. The carnage came as the U.S. tried to convince Israel to allow the delivery of supplies to Gaza and ahead of President Joe Biden's planned visit. U.S. officials say they don't have confirmation about who's responsible for the airstrike on the hospital in Gaza. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
At the Pentagon on Tuesday, spokesperson Sabrina Singh, responding to reporters, said the top brass there has repeatedly reiterated to their Israeli counterparts they expect the rule of war to be upheld and that civilians will not be targeted.
We are in constant communication with the Israelis. We have seen them, I think, be very deliberate about where they are striking, continuing to target Hamas locations and away from civilians.
Singh added, no preconditions have been placed by the Pentagon on U.S. military aid to Israel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces on Tuesday warned Hezbollah fighters Israel was prepared to fight if it needs to be on two fronts against militants in Lebanon while also conducting operations against Hamas in the Palestinian Gaza Strip.
I would warn Hezbollah to look very carefully. I would also warn the leaders of Lebanon to look very carefully how we are dismantling Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
Spokesperson Peter Lerner. This is VOA News. A man suspected of shooting dead two Swedish football fans and wounding another in Brussels was a 45-year-old Tunisian who had an asylum application rejected in 2020 but continued to live in Belgium illegally, according to Belgian officials. After an overnight manhunt, police fatally shot the suspect at a cafe in northern Brussels on Tuesday morning, a day after his deadly attack, which prosecutors are treating as an act of terrorism. Authorities said initial indications were that the suspect, who they have not named, was working as a lone wolf rather than part of a broad network. Russia is sending more forces to an eastern Ukraine city. Analysts say Russia's assault there has slowed down in recent days. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The battle for the city of Avdiivka is crucial to Moscow's ambition of securing control of the entire Donetsk region. The UK have called the fight Moscow's most significant offensive operation in Ukraine since the start of the year. Analysts saw signs in recent days of a weakening of the offensive as the number of attempted attacks on the city went down significantly. Russia is trying to bolster its efforts to capture the city by sending more troops. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States on Tuesday said it was tightening curbs on exports of state-of-the-art AI chips to China. VOA's Scott Walterman reports that sent the stock prices of semiconductor companies plummeting.
The measures are the latest chapter in a policy started under the Trump administration to limit Beijing's ability to gain too much ground to become a leading tech economy. The new rules tighten measures taken a year ago that banned the sale to China of microchips that are crucial to the manufacturing of powerful AI systems. Calls heightened to close off the supply chain even further after the world discovered the powers of AI with the launch of ChatGPT. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Liberia is heading for a rematch of the 2017 presidential runoff between incumbent George Weah and opponent Joseph Boakai, as official provisional results Tuesday placed them neck and neck. With more than 94% of ballots counted, the 78-year-old Boakai won 43.70%, while the 57-year-old Weah, a former international footballer who's running for a second term, gained 43.65%. According to results published by the National Electoral Commission. The two men were well ahead of the 18 other presidential candidates in the first round of voting in the West African nation on October 10th. A runoff is planned for 2 weeks after the announcement of official results, but could be delayed by possible appeals. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.